Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to communicating with the dead or calling forth their spirits and communicating with them. We find in our society a number of people claiming the fact that they can communicate with the dead spirits, people who are dead. They can call them towards themselves, and then, of course, they can have communication with them, and then can also have certain errands run by them. Now, as far as the Quran is concerned, the Quran very clearly says that once a person dies, he enters into the realm of barzakh. And the words of the Quran are that that person, or the spirit of that person, resides in barzakh till the day of judgment. Of course, we know that when a person dies, his corporal form remains in his grave. Or, of course, there are certain other people or certain other religions who prefer burning the physical form. But as far as the spirit is concerned, the Quran very clearly says that it resides in the realm of barzakh till the day of judgment. And it cannot come back, it cannot cross and come back into the world. So therefore, people who make this claim that they can contact and bring forth the spirits of the dead people to themselves and communicate with them, they are entirely at fault, and whatever they claim goes against this very, very specific verse of the Quran. The Quran says, while discussing this issue in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Surah Al-Mu'minun is the 23rd Surah of the Quran, and verse 100 says, وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, which means, in front of them they shall stand a barrier till the day of resurrection. In other words, once a person dies, he has to reside in the kingdom of barzakh, and he cannot cross back. The word barzakh actually signifies a barrier, and the word barrier, of course, signifies the fact that people, once the spirits of people, they cross there, they go there, the souls of the people, they shall reside there forever till the day of judgment. They shall not be able to come back. It shall only be on the day of judgment, as this verse has specified, إِلَىٰ يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ, on the day where the souls are resurrected. Only on that day shall they arise from this from this land of barzakh, and they shall face the Almighty and face their own accountability. So it is very clear, as far as the Quran is concerned, that all those people who claim that they can call forth the spirits of the dead and communicate with them, and also accomplish some of their intentions and some of the errands or some of the tasks they have for them, and they would like the help of these dead spirits, this claim is baseless. If this verse of the Quran is considered, it explicitly says that as far as people are concerned who are dead, their souls can never come back in this world. They reside in the kingdom of barzakh, in the land of barzakh, and on the day of judgment shall they be resurrected. And of course, then another world shall take place, and their accountability shall take place. But as far as they coming back into this world is concerned, and people making this claim is concerned, that they can contact and communicate with the dead by calling forth their spirits to them, then in the light of this verse of the Quran, this claim has to be considered as entirely baseless. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.